I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Also, go to otrwesterns.com/survey and fill out the listener survey. And as a special note, definitely check out Friday's episode. It's not going to be Cavalcade of America, so check that out. It's a new show we're going to start, and that starts Friday. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is March 3rd, 1941, and the title is Autumn Turret. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust and a hearty, "Hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger." In the early days of the western United States, bands of outlaws made their headquarters in the Badlands that bordered the range. The ranchers were unable to protect themselves from their sudden raids, and it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for law and order that the rustlers were driven from their hideouts. No one could equal the Lone Ranger's strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats, the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of rustlers! Tonto's waiting for us! Hail, Silver, away!
Lone Ranger and Tonto circled the bargee herd. They saw a cowboy riding toward the distant ranch house. The night was quiet. The shooting which had brought them racing from their camp had stopped, and
there doesn't seem to be anything wrong here, Tonto.
We hear plenty sharp.
I know. Sounded like a battle from the camp.
That's right. What we do now?
I'll have a talk with that cowhand before we turn back. Tonto, look at that man.
Oh, him not full range.
He's hanging onto the pommel of his saddle. He's been hurt. Come on.
Get him up, scout.
The cattle are restless. There's no one else on the range. He wouldn't be leaving them under ordinary circumstances.
Ah, him hurt bad.
We were too far away. Steady, boy.
Tonto got range.
Oh, you come back to finish me, huh?
We're friends.
Wearing a mask.
We want to help you.
Boy, it's shoot. I can't even go for my gun.
Catch him, Tonto. He's slipping from the saddle.
Huh? Tonto got him.
Here. Take him on, Silver.
We go ranch?
Yes, he needs attention right away. Lead his horse.
Get him up, Scout.
Away! I'll hand him down to you, Tonto. Steady.
That's good.
All right, I'll take him now. Well, there has been a gunfight here. All those windows in front are broken. Go on, Tonto, knock.
Bullet hit door.
Yes, I can see the marks.
Stick him up.
Can't you see I'm carrying a wounded man?
You're masked.
I haven't time to explain that now. Out of my way.
Just remember that you're covered.
You, Hank Garrison?
The name is Slade.
Well, we'll put him down here, Tonto. And the kitchen must be that way. Get some hot water. Everything we'll need.
How to do it?
It's Bill Corrigan. Is he done for?
Not yet. We may be able to save him. What's been going on here?
You ought to know.
We were miles away when we heard the shooting. What was it, a raid? Outlaws? Rustlers?
Yeah. I didn't get here till it was all over myself. There's no doubt who it was, Brandon and his gang. Shut up this place for half an hour, and there's no telling what they did out in the range.
Well, this man can tell us. Who was here during the fight?
Just Garrison and his wife and a stranger that was staying the night.
And where are they now?
In Hank's bedroom. Hank was hit.
What about the bunkhouse?
They got three or four of the boys.
Killed?
Hit anyway. Mariah sent me over there, but I came right back to help with Hank.
Hunter got water. Bandage.
Will you take care of him?
Hunter fix him.
Masked man?
Who are you?
He's a stranger I told you about. Tinhorn gambler. The Garrisons take anybody in.
A gambler, perhaps, but not a tinhorn, Mr. Slade.
You couldn't be good and look so down at the heel.
I never use my skill unless I'm playing with crooks. Lately, I've met nothing but honest men. And bad luck.
I've got a hunch those rustlers sent you here.
You're mistaken.
Yeah, well,
You think I'm lying? Insist on it. Take the consequences.
Gunman, too, huh?
When I'm forced to be, Mr. Slade. Mrs. Garrison wanted to know what was going on out here.
Don't bother. It's one of their cowhands, but he's coming too now, and I think it'll be all right. We'll soon know what happened on the range.
How are you feeling, Bill?
Oh, hello, Mr. Slade. They got Shorty at 100 head.
Which way did they go?
To the hills.
Sure. And try to follow them after they get into those canyons.
They're driving cattle. They'll have to leave a trail.
Not on rock.
And we'll take whatever men are able to ride and start right away.
I'm ready.
It's no use.
He's telling the truth, Masked Man. This isn't the first time Brand has raided a ranch and driven off the cattle.
You never find him.
We've tried plenty of times. It's no use. Besides, you'd only be able to round up about 10 men here. Brand must have twice that number.
How about the men on your ranch and all the other ranches in the district? Why don't you get together?
You've got to find Brand before he can catch him. And you can't ask men to ride into an ambush.
Did you say men, Slade?
Oh. How is he?
Don't tell me that you got one of the gang.
No, Mrs. Garrison. The masked man can be trusted.
Bill.
I'm all right. Shorty.
Dead?
Yeah.
How long are you going to stand for it? How long before we go after those murderers and bring them to justice?
We can't.
Can't? What's to stop us?
Those canyons.
There was a man among the lot of you. He'd find out where Brand's hideout was. He'd force every rancher and cowhand in this district to follow him back there. He'd put an end to this curse.
But, Miss Garrison...
What's the matter with you, Slade?
Well, I...
You don't have to tell me. You're a coward. You're all scared of Brand. Maybe it's up to a woman. Maybe it's up to me to smoke those polecats out of the hills.
No, Mrs. Garrison. My friend and I will start looking for that hideout tonight.
You? You're a stranger here. You're wearing a mask.
I told you that it could be trusted, Mrs. Garrison, and I'm sure of it now. I've just had a look at his horse.
What's his horse got to do with it?
Snow White. Just about the grandest animal I've ever seen. Masked man, would you mind showing us one of the bullets from your gun?
I have one here in my belt.
Silver. A silver bullet and a snow-white horse. Does that mean anything to you, Mrs. Garrison?
The Lone Ranger.
Come, Tonto.
Wait. If you find out where Brand is, I'll have every man in this district ready to follow you when you get back.
You have your husband to take care of. I think you...
No, you're wrong there. The only way I can help him now is to help you.
He...
Hank's gone.
Hold up, Tonto.
It rained plenty soon. Plenty dark.
Yes. There's no hope of finding any sign until the storm's over. This ledge will give us shelter. We'll make camp here. There are over 100 canyons cutting into the foothills. It'll take us a month to follow all of them. Steady, boy. I'll have the saddle off in a minute. There's no pasture here, but you'll have a rub down and plenty of water. We don't have to follow every canyon, though. We know it must be large enough to drive 100 head of cattle through. And that...
It rained.
We'd be soaked under here if the wind were coming from the east.
And Tonto built fire.
Oh!
Who's that?
Sounds like the gambler we met at the Bar G.
It's a dry spot. Mind if I share your camp?
Not at all. But why did you leave the ranch?
I've been following you. Just after you left, I had an idea, and I want to see what you thought of it.
What sort of an idea?
Well, it stands to reason that Brand's hideout must be some sort of a valley at the end of one of these canyons.
Large enough to graze cattle.
Exactly. The canyon entrance must be pretty well guarded all the time. But there may be another one somewhere. It'd be hard to find that out without getting inside the camp.
What's your idea?
You find out where it is, and I'll join the gang.
They'd shoot you on sight.
No, I don't think so. With a gang of outlaws such as that, my appearance would be in my favor.
Once you were in the camp, they'd never let you leave.
At night, they'd find it hard to stop me. Masked man, I'm not very proud of my life up to now. It hasn't counted for much, either for good or for bad. I'd consider it a privilege if you let me work with you.
We should be able to find a second entrance without going into the valley. But our attack would have to be made at night. It would help if we knew exactly how many men were there, where they slept, and where they posted their guards.
I could find that out.
On the other hand, time is important. We ought to find the valley tomorrow and lead the posse here tomorrow night.
I could make a break for it as soon as it was dark and meet you outside. You don't know what it would mean to me if I could help.
You realize the chance you'd be taking?
I'd like taking chances.
Then perhaps we'd accept your offer.
Good.
But only on one condition.
What's that?
If Tonto and I can find some place to watch the valley every minute you're inside it.
Why should I object to an ace in the hole?
From the place where we lost the herd sign on the rocks, there are only three big canyons the outlaws could have taken. We'll try them all tomorrow.
The storm continued through the night. At dawn, the rain stopped, but the sky was still threatening as the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Calhoun broke camp and started their exploration of the canyons. The first one led them to the bed of a mountain stream, dry except for a thin trickle of water that threaded its way among the rocks.
There's only a cliff on the other side.
Yes, if we have any more rain, the stream will be a torrent by tomorrow.
Maybe tonight. It rained hard in mountain. Water not get here yet.
Come on, we'll try the other canyons.
The second canyon was blind, and it was afternoon before they reined up at the entrance to the third. A pale sun broke through the clouds for a moment, but at that same moment, lightning ripped the sky to the west and thunder crashed.
Well, Tonto, you see anything?
There, gravel. Tonto, look.
We can't hope to find any tracks from last night, but we'll try.
Hoof mark here.
You're right.
Horse come out of canyon, turn round here. Go back.
One of their guards. This is it, Calhoun.
I'll go on alone. I'll meet you here after dark.
Not so fast.
The break and cliff.
We'll take a look at it. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Get up there. I want to get up to the top of the cliff. Is that it?
Yes. Silver and Scout can make it from here.
Top of cliff like plane.
We can ride to the edge overlooking the valley. All right, Calhoun. You can take the canyon. We'll reach the valley about the same time.
Where'll we meet?
Right here. Good luck.
Same to you. Get up there.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Has Calhoun come out of Brand's cabin yet?
No, not yet.
I've been looking at the far side of the valley. That dry riverbed is the same one we met farther up.
Oh.
We found the entrance we'll use with the posse.
There's a path down from cliff to right.
I noticed that before. Silver and Scout could make it, but we must think of the other horses.
You look.
Calhoun?
Guard come from canyon.
There's a man with him. Is it one of the gang or... Tonto. That's Slade.
Huh.
The rancher we met at the Bar G.
Maybe him prisoner.
The guard isn't holding a gun on him. They seem to be friendly. They're laughing. We should have made more inquiries about Slade last night. I wonder if Brand has left his ranch alone.
Him worketh outlaw?
Brand would need someone on the outside to give him information. They're heading straight for Brand's cabin.
Here, Silver. Here, Scout. What we do?
We're taking that path down the side of the cliff. Slade knows that Calhoun is working on the side of the law. He'll tell Brand. A man's life is in danger, Tonto.
Get him off, Scout.
Hail, Silver, away!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger saw the rancher Slade ride into the outlaw's valley with one of the guards, he knew that Slade would identify Calhoun and that the gambler's life was in danger. At that moment, Calhoun was facing Brand in the latter's cabin.
So you wanted to join the gang?
Yes.
Where'd you hear about us?
Well, I was at the Garrison Ranch last night when you shot it up. There's plenty of talk about you and your men, and I decided you were the right outfit for me.
Handy with your shooting hands?
I have a deck of cards here in my pocket. Here's the ace of spades. Would you like to throw it up in the air?
I don't mind. Nice draw.
Look at the card.
Clean through the center.
Does that answer your question?
How about a Brandon iron? A straight one.
I've worked for outfits like yours before, and there were never any complaints.
Mm. You know, by rights, Pete should have shot you on sight when you came riding through the canyon.
I told him I was your brother.
What's that? I haven't got any brother.
I'm glad Pete didn't know that.
A smooth talker, too, huh?
Oh, I've had to be in my business.
Well, I don't know. I could use an hombre with brains, but there's such a thing as having too many. I'll let you live until the boys come in for the grub. We'll see how they feel about you.
Suits me.
In the meantime, hand over the guns.
Right.
I wouldn't bother with them except your draw is almost as fast as mine, and I don't like ties. Now, let's have the one you carry under your coat.
All right, Brand. There it is. Not very large, but it's come in handy. Those the boys now?
Shouldn't be, not yet.
Boss!
You back here again? I told you not to leave the canyon.
Yeah, but you told me not to leave anybody past either, and Slade's here. I figured I ought to come with him.
Slade, Send him in and get back to your post.
Yeah. It's all right.
Look out, mister. You wouldn't be reaching for those guns, would you?
Me? Sorry, I didn't realize.
Just in case you don't realize again, we'll put him in the drawer.
Howdy, Brand. What are you doing here?
Hello, Slade.
You two know each other?
Yeah. We met at the Garrison's last night.
I've told Brand all about it.
Why haven't you got ropes on him, Brand? He's dangerous.
Think so?
You can't take chances with nobody. Not with the Lone Ranger around here.
Hey.
He was at the Garrison's last night, too. And this hombre rode after him when he left.
Well, Calhoun...
That's what I told Slade I was going to do. I thought he was on it.
He's working with the Lone Ranger. If that masked man finds the valley, you're going to have a fight on your hands. Finish this tin horn off and call your men in. You've got to be ready.
I'm not afraid of any masked man.
When he comes, he'll have a posse behind him.
I'll never get through the canyon alive. I'm not worried about that. But I don't like anybody to play me for a fool.
I still want to join your gang.
Yeah. Maybe the Lone Ranger would like to join up, too.
Slade's only guessing.
So am I. My guess is that you've overplayed your hand, mister. I'm calling the bluff with hot lead.
Who's that outside?
It's a showdown, Calhoun. And I hold all the cards.
My head!
Up with him, Slade!
I'm not shooting.
Get his guns, Tonto. There's a rope on the wall, Calhoun.
Yeah.
We're taking Brand back with us. Tie him up.
For safe conduct through the canyon?
That's the idea.
Better shoot me now. My boys won't let you hold me for long.
You'll be tried with the rest of them.
Well, I warned you.
Quiet. All set, masked man.
Are you...
We'll see you later, Slade. Come on.
The hand isn't over yet, Brand.
I'll take charge of him. Find your own horse.
Yeah.
Steady, Silver. Get up there, Brand. Ready, Tonto?
Tonto ready.
Calhoun?
I'm all set.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, Silver!
Right up there! Chopper, I'll shoot! Knock the gun clean out of his hand, and it's getting dark, too. Let's shoot!
Storm, come! We want to use the bed of that stream. We'll have to beat the torrent. Hello, Silver, away!
Garrison.
Are the men all here, Sheriff?
Well, there's over 30 in the bunkhouse, but I'm going to tell them to go home.
What for?
We can't do anything tonight. Even if the masked man gets back, even if he's found the hideout, we can't ride in this storm.
He'll decide that for himself.
I'm the sheriff, Miss Garrison.
That's the truth. You've been the sheriff for a long time, and you haven't done anything to get rid of that gang. Now the Lone Ranger's taking charge, and we'll have some action. You're not going home, and neither are your men. You're going to stay here all night if necessary, and tomorrow and the next day. I promise the masked man you'll be ready for him, and you will be.
We're ready to start, Sheriff.
Sorry, Pete.
Tonto and Calhoun are getting the men into their saddles.
You're asking us to ride in this storm?
He's telling you.
The men are willing.
Who's this you've got?
Your first prisoner. It's Brand himself.
Brand? Then it's nothing but a roundup from here on in.
You're wrong there, Mrs. Garrison.
10 men can defend the canyon that leads to the valley against more than 100.
Yes, just 1,000.
But there's another entrance.
Where?
Down the stream bed.
You can't reach that without going through the valley.
There's another canyon that leads to it upstream. But we can't lose any more time. In a few hours, that stream will be a torrent. I don't have to tell you.
What are you waiting for, Sheriff?
I'm ready.
We'll leave Brand with you, Mrs. Garrison. His ropes are tight. But you'd better keep a gun handy.
I've got one right here. I'll brand him if he tries any funny business.
Let's go, Sheriff. Tell them to get mounted, Sheriff.
Not me. Miss Garrison said you were taking charge. And that suits me.
Into your saddles, men. Come on, Silver.
With the Lone Ranger and Tonto in the lead, the posse raced across the storm-swept plain. The rain beat against the slickers of the men in lightning flash. They were forced to pick their way with care over the rocky ground leading to the canyon. Then, once between its steep walls, Silver broke into a run again. On toward the stream bed. As the bank was reached, the Lone Ranger raised his arm in a command to halt.
The water hasn't risen much yet, Tonto.
The storm's passing over.
What makes you say that?
Thunder's so far away.
What do you think, Tonto?
That's not thunder.
High water coming?
Yes. It'll be close, but we can make it. Pass the word back to the men, Tonto. Tell them they can't get out of the stream bed until the valley is reached. And if that water catches them, they're done for. Tell them if the horses aren't up to a hard ride, I want them to stay here.
Our mounts are good. We're with you to the last man.
Then come on.
Hello, Silver!
A raging torrent, a band of outlaws. Sudden death behind and desperate men ahead. The pounding of hoofs echoing like gunshots between the walls were nearly drowned in the roar that crept closer and closer. At last, a break could be seen in the cliff on the right. The valley was in sight. Now the wall of water raced toward them. The lives of 30 men hung in the balance. Tired horses were urged up and out of the stream. Rock gave way to grass, and then... The flood rushed by. Hungry waves broke at the very feet of the horses. But the Lone Ranger had turned his back on the conquered threat and faced the danger ahead.
What are those lights over there, Calhoun?
That's the big cab. All the men who weren't in the canyon will be there.
Shall we surround it?
Not yet. We started shooting here in the valley. The men who are guarding the canyon could make a break for it and get away. There's a path that leads to the top of the cliff over there. Tonto and I'll take it.
That's how you got down from the cliff this afternoon, huh?
Yes. We'll circle the canyon. When we posted ourselves at the other opening, we'll fire 3 shots.
Just the two of you going to hold the opening?
That's all it'll take. Divide your men into 2 groups, Sheriff. 10 in one, 20 in the other. The smaller group can surround the bunkhouse and capture the men inside. The larger one drives for the canyon.
It's going to be mighty dark in there.
The rain stops.
Yeah,
the clouds are breaking. There's a full moon tonight. By the time Tonto and I are in position, we'll have plenty of light. Don't move until you hear my signal, Sheriff, and then move fast. If our attack comes as a complete surprise, we can round up this gang in less than an hour. Any questions?
Nope, you sure got everything covered.
Then let's go, Tonto, but hold Scout in. We don't want to make any more noise getting past the cabins. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
The great white stallion and the paint faded into the darkness. Half an hour passed. The moon broke through the clouds, and the sheriff became impatient.
They can see us from the cabin now.
It's a mile away.
Getting awful light, though.
You can't spoil everything now, Sheriff. The masked man and the engine had a tough climb. You gotta wait until they're ready.
You got a head for this sort of thing, Calhoun. Too bad you never thought of being a lawman.
Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. There, that's it.
You got your orders, men! Let's go!
The sheriff's posse swept toward the bunkhouse in the canyon. At the far end, the Lone Ranger and Tonto waited.
They're driving them toward us.
Your plan worked good.
Hear that?
Horse come round bend plenty soon.
They're trying to get away.
Don't shoot! I give up!
Throw down your guns and get off that horse.
Yeah, you're anything you say.
Now walk over here with your hands up.
Don't shoot, mister. I'm reaching.
You rope him.
Yes, Tonto. He's the first. And here's the second. Rein up there!
Desperate but disorganized, the outlaws were driven from their cover one by one. And one by one, they made a break for it, only to be stopped by the Lone Ranger and Tonto at the entrance to the canyon. In less than an hour from the time the posse rode into the valley, every outlaw was rounded up outside the bunkhouse.
What posse do with cattle?
The stolen cattle here in the valley? And they're safe here until these crooks have been taken to jail. The ranchers can come back tomorrow.
Outlaw change brand.
They'll be able to separate them.
A masked man?
Yes, Sheriff.
Look who I've got here.
Slade, huh?
You can't arrest me. I never belonged to the gang. They took me prisoner.
Brand will have something to say about that, Sheriff. Slade was the one who brought him all his information from the outside.
You can't take the word of an outlaw against mine.
Was your ranch ever raided?
That don't prove nothing.
By Trunket, they left you alone.
I'm an honest man.
You're as crooked as Brand himself. You're a no-good renegade. When the sheriff brings you up for trial, I'll be glad to tell the jury that you tried to murder me.
I never. I only told Brand who you were. I mean...
You need any more proof, Sheriff?
That's enough for me. Take charge of him, Calhoun.
A pleasure.
And by the way, you said you'd been doing a lot of thinking lately.
That's right. The masked man started me.
Would you like to be one of my regular deputies?
You mean that?
Say yes, and I'll swear you in right now.
I'd like to take chances, and I guess a lawman has more than his share.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you swear to uphold the law and perform the duties of deputy sheriff to the best of your ability, so help you?
I do.
Shake on it.
Thanks, Sheriff. Where's the masked man?
No, no, he was here, but...
He's gone. It's too bad. I'd like to thank him, too.
We all feel the same way. But there's one thing we can be sure of.
What's that?
If we ever need him bad again, he'll be on hand to help us.
I'll Silver Hawaii!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call Lima voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for